Could academic freedom help solve science education woes? I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Both sides of the political aisle recognize that U.S. science education is in peril. A May 2012 study from the National Assessment of Educational Progress reported that 7 out of 10 8th grade students nationally are below the proficient level in basic science skills. Likewise, a U.S. Commission on National Security in the 21st Century starkly warned that, quote, second only to a weapon of mass destruction detonating in an American city, we can think of nothing more dangerous than a failure to properly manage science, technology, and education for the common good over the next quarter century, unquote. Because the federal government does not control public education in the U.S., our next president may not be in a direct position to tackle science education. Nonetheless, the president will have an opportunity to cultivate a pro-science climate which can propagate throughout schools and research institutions and dramatically improve science education. What I'm talking about is encouraging academic freedom. Surveys of science teachers show that large percentages fear that teaching about scientific controversies could put their jobs in jeopardy. Before Louisiana passed an academic freedom law in 2008, a poll found that 50% of science teachers did not feel legally confident that when teaching evolution, they could critically examine every side of this controversial issue. Almost the same number feared that teaching about scientific controversies could affect your tenure, salary, promotions, or job security. In essence, teachers are being intimidated into silence on controversial scientific topics. This past April, the state of Tennessee made a bold move by becoming the second state in the union to address this problem by passing an academic freedom law. The law protects the rights of teachers to discuss both the scientific evidence for and against evolution, as well as other controversial scientific theories, without having to fear for losing their jobs. Critics have charged that these laws would bring religious views like creationism into the classroom instead of promoting science. These accusations are contradicted by the very language of Tennessee's law. It, quote, only protects the teaching of scientific information and shall not be construed to promote any religious or non-religious doctrine, unquote. Other critics claim the legislation brings intelligent design into the classroom. This is also incorrect, as the law only protects instruction pertaining to, quote, existing scientific theories covered in the course being taught, unquote. Since intelligent design is not part of the curriculum anywhere in Tennessee or the rest of the U.S., it isn't covered by academic freedom laws. Rather than creating problems, protecting academic freedom represents a big step towards solving them. Science education authorities identify two major problems facing science education today. Students are not adequately taught critical thinking skills, and insufficient numbers of students are inspired to pursue careers in science. Allowing teachers to discuss the scientific controversy over evolution would work towards solving these problems. First, teaching students the evidence both for and against Darwinian evolution will improve critical thinking skills. As a paper published in the journal Science in 2010 explained, quote, critique is not some peripheral feature of science, but rather it is core to its practice, unquote. Thus, according to the paper, students learn science best when asked to, quote, discriminate between the evidence that supports or does not support, unquote, a given concept. The point is this. If you want students to understand evolution, teach them about both the evidence for and against the subject. Academic freedom legislation encourages this precise approach. Second, presenting scientific controversies will increase student interest in science. Today, many students see science as a strictly materialist or even atheist pursuit and are turned off. This is a mistake. From the adequacy of natural selection to gaps in the fossil record, the scientific literature is full of scientific data that challenges Darwinian evolution. Wrongly telling students that these fundamental questions are already settled can squash their interest in science, but informing students about these scientific debates over origins is an ideal catalyst to inspire them to pursue science. While the president cannot dictate what public schools teach, he can set a tone that fosters freedom of speech and scientific inquiry. These values are lacking today, as science is becoming increasingly politicized. The result is a climate where science teachers are afraid to teach students the best science on controversial topics, and scientists are afraid to express dissent. By encouraging a culture of intellectual openness, the president could enable scientists and educators to follow the evidence wherever it leads. History shows that when these values dominate, science research and education progresses forward. Only after we embrace academic freedom will we truly accomplish what President Obama promised in his inaugural address. We will, quote, restore science to its rightful place. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.